Mr. Engelman, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
First off, how personally satisfying is this to be able to begin the transition for these new eaglets out of captivity and into freedom?
Well, it's absolutely amazing to me. It's been beautiful to watch these birds grow up over the past 7 weeks from tiny babies to now almost fully grown eagles. So it's exciting to see them take their next step towards freedom.
How big of a situation is this, that these birds were born in captivity and here in a few weeks will ultimately be on their own?
Well, it's pretty big for Carolina Raptor Center and really for North Carolina. There are not that many eagles nesting in this state, although the numbers have been increasing over the past few decades. There are still literally maybe 50 or 60 active nests at this point in North Carolina. So these two eagles will add a significant number to the population, but certainly for Carolina Raptor Center, it's been a very big deal. These are the first bald eagle babies hatched in captivity here at CRC, and as far as we know, actually anywhere in North Carolina. So that makes them pretty special.
And having the babies born and then ultimately releasing them to the wild, is this part of a program that's been ongoing or a new program that you intend to continue going on into the future? Is this the type of news more and more often we'll be hearing out of the Carolina Raptor Center with hopes of repopulating North Carolina with bald eagles?
Well, the captive breeding is not really our first goal. Public environmental education is Carolina Raptor Center's main mission. This is almost an accident, you could say. We do have somewhere around 100 permanent resident birds here on site that we use for educational programs and on our nature trail for people to see, experience birds up close. And the parent birds, the two bald eagles that had these youngsters, are both non-releasable eagles that came to us a number of years ago. And they have just, over the past few years, become so comfortable in their surroundings here, despite the fact that they're on public view 7 days a week, that they started laying eggs 3 years ago, and then this year, for the first time, those eggs hatched.
And so this is something we may hear more out of your organization, but not necessarily it's something you're striving for then.
Exactly. It's certainly a nice benefit. I mean, it makes a great story when we can tell the public not only about, you know, what we do with these birds, why they're here, the reason, the need for public education, but this is just a great, great bonus, icing on the cake, you could say, that we can tell them about how eagles and birds of prey in general reproduce and what happens to the young, and this is a unique opportunity for us to educate people even more.
Now, these eaglets that have been moved out to an undisclosed location for their protection, explain what's going to happen to them over the next few weeks as they continue the transition out of captivity and into freedom.
Yeah, they are now in basically an artificial nest for the next few weeks, and we're trying to mimic what happens in the wild. For the next few weeks, they are able to see their surroundings, and they can imprint or learn their surroundings so that they'll remember, this is my home. I can come back here later on. And then in a few weeks, we'll be opening the doors, and they're able to leave the nest at their will. So they're going to start making short flights into the area, and they can always come back for food, and we'll be continuously supplying them with food without them knowing it. We're taking the role of the parents, but we don't want to be seen by the birds. So they're just going to have fish miraculously appear at their nest every day. And they can depend on that source until they're completely able to forage for themselves. And so it's very similar to what happens in the wild. The parents don't really have to teach them any of these skills. The birds are depending on their instincts to learn what they need to do next.
Very quickly, sir, in a sentence or so, how confident are you that this will be a successful transition for them?
I am fairly confident, even though this is the first time for us in dealing with eagles and releasing them, but I'm pretty confident that we will be successful and we'll have more eagles flying in the area soon.
Mr. Engelman, thank you for your time and good luck.
You're welcome. Thanks for your interest.